kid that I've called the Chim since day one he stepped on the court, Jarrell Emerson Matthews. Jarrell, talk to me, if you would, please, sir, about the mentality of a shooter. I have seen you go off on tears, kid, as far as scoring is concerned, hitting those long shots, driving to the hoop. But then I've also seen you go into slumps. I call it a slump. I don't know what you call it. But when you can't hit beans in a barrel, but you always keep shooting. Your thoughts about mentality of a shooter?
Well, I feel like, you know, shots are going to fall, and when shots don't fall, you got to change your game a lot, you know, to adjust to the game. So you can find other guys that, you know, are shooting the ball well for us. You know, when I find myself getting into a slump is what you call it, I like to try and find other guys as well as try to shoot myself out of the slump enough that we can help the team enough where I'm not hurting the team so I can get out of the slump myself, which is going to benefit us in the end.
You talk about helping other team members. You are indeed a shooter, but by far and away, you are our assist leader again. Is that what you're talking about? Finding other players or getting yourself out of that slump, or what do you think?
Yeah, most definitely. I think this year, the last 2 years I've been here, you know, I've pretty much labeled myself as a shooter, but I think this year my role has really changed, and I've accepted that role as far as getting Eric Hostetter and Jared Buchholz the ball more. So they're hitting a lot of shots for us now. They're coming around, and I find them two of our best shooters, if not the best shooters on our team, and getting them the ball is more important to me than getting my shots.
You're talking about kids that have been here for a couple of years. Jim, talk to me about fitting the pieces together. In the last 2 years now, you've seen Eddie Andrus, our coach, bring in more junior college freshmen, I think, than he ever has. And, I mean, you're fitting the pieces together. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge. You know, it's been difficult getting, you know, changing these guys' mentalities, you know, getting to a new system and stuff. But, yeah, I think that once we got, you know, the pieces molding together, more so or not, we are definitely dangerous, you know. But it's when those pieces start to fragment, everything falls apart.
What's your thoughts on that now? This Stout squad, 5-8, that's the best 5-8 team in the region. I mean, 0-5 in the conference. You know, we know very well how tough this conference is. Your thought about those pieces?
Yeah, it's a matter of a couple plays that, you know, makes us, you know, 12-2 or, you know, 3-2 in the conference. And it's just, we just got to, you know, it's crunch time now. We really got to put it together and figure it out. Otherwise, our season is going to be over really soon.
Why Stout, Jim? Vocational rehabilitation. You're a kid from Anoka, suburban St. Paul, Minneapolis. Why Stout?
You know, I love it. I love the area. You know, the people are real warm. When I first got here, everybody was welcoming to me. You know, the coaching staff, all the faculty, you know, everyone, the teachers, the professors, you know, from the dean of students, and everybody in the whole Menominee area has been really welcoming, and I couldn't say anything better than Menominee was the place for me.
How about Volcria?
My dad actually owns a group homes facility that works with people with developmental cognitive disabilities, and I've been around it my whole life, and I've, you know, learned a passion to deal with and work with those people. So that's my love, and that's how I hope to start my own business someday.
Sounds that way, kiddo. Sounds that way. I know that basketball isn't your only sport. You have pretty good baseball, do you?
Yeah, I decided, you know, I want to come out and play baseball this year, give it a shot again. I hadn't played since I injured my shoulder playing in high school my senior year. And so far, you know, it's worked out. I love baseball. You know, it's a second love to me next to basketball. And so hopefully, you know, I'm successful as much as I have been with basketball.
Jim, you've been a gem to watch, man. Love you dearly. Jarrell Emerson Matthews. Thanks, Buckle.
Thank you.